Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Orioles taking on the Rockies tonight. BBT starts at 6. Lap and Pickles. Jerry's Home Services. Me, Nolan, and longtime voice of the Orioles and our colleague here on The Fan, Jim Hunter. For the Ravens back at practice today. Now, yesterday, Kyle Van Noy talked to the media. We know him. Brilliant season. Pro Bowl season last year. Interesting guy, for sure. And here's Kyle Van Noy talking about an interesting offseason.
It's been an interesting offseason. Yeah. But I'm here. It's good. I'm just grateful to be with my teammates. Honestly, I would love to celebrate with my family. That would be a cool experience with my kids getting to that last game. But, you know, obviously, I'm not LeBron and Steph Curry, but the end is closer than the beginning, right? I know that. I think everybody knows that, but I can play as long as I want to.
Well, here's a guy, and let's recap. 2 years ago, he was on the Pat McAfee show.
Right.
Literally sitting on his couch. Ravens brought him in.
Him and Pagano.
And he was outstanding in 23. Great last year. Was player of the month defensively. In what, September? Now he's a little bit older,
yeah.
And the ring is the thing. Of course, he's been around this league for a long, long time out of BYU. Kyle Van Noy, and he talked about an interesting offseason. You know, got his money, right?
Yep.
But, you know, I'm guessing he just pretty much said it. The thoughts of retirement have to be creeping into the old dome there.
Yeah, but then, you know, listening to him, then he's like, I know I can still play. I can play probably as long as I want, because the thing that helps his game, and I've talked about it before, with those elite pass rush guys, beat you with their brain. You know, he knows every counter in the world. You know, he's smart, and he talks about helping the young guys and stuff. So those guys are valuable to have around, those experienced veteran guys that are team orientated, that'll help the young guys. And that's what he does. I mean, so to me, he's a valuable guy. And Bob, like you said, I mean, when he came in off the couch, he looked great. But then when he went and he was here, the OTAs, and then he was here for summer camp, the whole camp and everything, had even a better year. He's out there every day. And there's no reason for him not, unless he gets hurt, he's going to play well, because he knows how to play the game.
Now, how much has the game changed for Kyle Van Noy since he first entered the league? He talks about that.
Honestly, I'm just trying to still get better. This will be my third season here comfortably, and then just getting better at the pass rush and stuff, always working to get better. Felt like, you know, I did a lot of good things last year, and, you know, I led the team in sacks, QB hits, I think TFLs, and there's so many more plays to be made to help the team out, but also help other guys around, not just myself, just help the team get better.
And you know what's funny is watching him out there, when you watch him, like, they're doing some stunts and working drills, He's helping the other guy, like the defensive tackle. He's telling him, you know, if you do this, you know, then I can come this way and everything. I mean, the little things, that's what he knows, and that's what's kept him around so long. He knows how to take care of his body. He's healthy. I just like him, and he can play the run. Like he talked about, he had a lot of tackles for loss, and he makes them in the backfield and stuff. So I think that he's legit. And I think he'll have another. I think it'd be disappointing if he doesn't have double digit sack year. Because I think, Bob, when you see this defense, you're going to say the aggressive. That's Mike McDonald. That's how they're playing. Just how Mike McDonald played that year.
Now, Kyle Van Noy does have a Super Bowl ring. Won it with New England back in 2018. Ravens haven't been unable to get over the hump. Super Bowl or bust, as some would say. So Kyle Van Noy, why haven't the Ravens last 2 years been able to get to the Holy Grail, which is the Super Bowl?
I mean, we could be here all day talking about that. I don't like bringing up the past, but, you know, we didn't play well enough on both sides of the football. Defensively, you go back and look at the Chiefs game, we got outperformed in the first half, and we turned the ball over. Buffalo game, we didn't perform well enough offensively and defensively in the first half, which ended up not helping us in at the end of the game. So if we just continue to play complementary football, which we do majority of the season, if we continue to do that each and every game and stack, I think we'll put a better performance in the postseason.
And I think, you know, bottom line is spend the offense mostly.
Yeah, well, he said, I didn't want to talk too much about the past. And then got pretty detailed into it. Look, the second half of the AFC Championship game, they didn't give up a point.
Yeah, they were phenomenal. And, Bob, they didn't give up much to Buffalo either. You know,
Allen didn't even have that great of a game.
177 yards. Yeah. You know, the test would have been, Bob, Andrews catches it. They're tied. There's a minute something to go. Can the defense make the play? That would have been the testament there. And their mantra this whole camp, Bob, is turnovers, turnovers, turnovers. That's all they talk about. And that's all they're trying to do. They're trying to knock everything out. The drills they're doing, knocking balls out of people's hands. You know, I mean, that's DBs. You see them, linebackers. Those are the drills. And when they're going against the offense, trying to knock every ball carrier. They're trying to knock the ball out, trying to get hands on balls. You know, they had 3 interceptions yesterday. You know, so that was impressive. And when they get them, they're celebrating them. You know, so it's important. So, you know, when they go into their meetings and stuff, you know, they're singing their praises. This is what we got to do, because they didn't create a lot of turnovers. Because what was the Ravens last year, like a +4? For as little as the Ravens turned the ball over, they need to be like Buffalo and them, like +20. And if they're +20, then they're probably the number one seed.
And last one with Kyle Van Noy. Speaking of the Super Bowl, is this roster good enough to get that done?
Ask me that in a couple of weeks into the season. I'll be able to answer it better. It's still way too early. Like, on paper, we got some guys, but it doesn't mean if we don't play together, right? We had guys last year that were talented, and we didn't work out as well as we did right in the beginning. And, you know, we got it together towards the end of the season, but we're way beyond that. We're at a new ground, and we're all hungry. I think this group is determined to right the wrongs that we've had. We've felt like we've let some games slip, and we just got to knock it off.
You know, I mean, when you hear the players talk and stuff, Bob, I mean, you know, like coaches and stuff, maybe we're worried with their players about, man, everybody's telling them how great they are. You don't see that on the field at all. And you hear them talk about it. And every player other than Harbs basically is, they're here to win the Super Bowl. And, you know, Harbs doesn't want to talk about it, but it's a fact. It's a fact of life. That's how good you are, and that's the expectation. So you might as well enjoy it, because that's the mantra. And Bob, I mean, they're in better shape. That Roquan's in better shape. Falele's in better shape. We don't have any fat asses out there. You know, so they are working. And even Jair Alexander said, damn, Packers didn't work like this. You know, I mean, he talks about how hard this and, you know, this camp is. And to me, when I watch the camp, I mean, they play fast. They play hard. There's not a lot of rest time or anything. You know, and if you're out there for an hour and 45, you're getting an hour and 45 of work.
It's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. When we come back, whip around what happened in the world of sports last night. Not a lot. I mean, we got some NFL news for you. Remember yesterday about, you know, this time, everybody's worried about the quarterback situation with the Jets. Maybe it's a nothing burger. We'll elaborate on that this day in Orioles history. And then Jonas Schaefer from the Baltimore Banner joining us bottom of the hour. Get his impressions of the team through the first 2 days of training camp. And then coming up at noon, Riveting with Ryan. Ryan Ripken, talk about the Orioles win last night, Charlie Morton's performance, how this helps his trade value, and how many ex-Orioles are going to be talking about a week from today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game,
everything. Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the whip. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Justin Fields back at practice today, according to Tom Pelissero from NFL Network. Running around, dislocated his toe yesterday. That was the injury. But appear to be moving without a limp. So right now, the assumption is that he is good to go. 24 hours ago, this was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Now it looks like a dislocated toe. I've never had one before. I've had gout in my toe. I've sprained my toe, but I've never dislocated my toe. And I'm assuming it's a rather unpleasant feeling.
Yeah, and I'm guessing what they do, Bob, probably put a little plate in your shoe so it doesn't bend, you know, and you can still do what you got to do. Especially being a – if you were a receiver or something, I'm sure it'd be a little bit more difficult.
No, Fant, who was just released earlier this week, talked to the Bengals, going to visit the Saints today on their first-round draft pick.
That's one, Bob, where
– jettisoned by Seattle.
Yeah, that's one where, like, I'm asking my agent, I say, hey, can you give me a better team than that? You know, rookie quarterback and the whole deal.
Apparently, Anthony Richardson struggling in the first two. This is the Athletic. First 2 days of training camp with turnovers, inaccuracy. But good news is the injury to the shoulder does not appear to be the reason for it.
I mean, are you shocked, Bob, that he's struggling with accuracy and interception? No, because that's what he's always done. You know, so, no, I don't. How's Daniel Jones look? That's the key thing for them.
Raiders released Christian Wilkins yesterday, who they signed to a big 110 four-year contract, had 35.2 guaranteed, but the Raiders voided the contract. NFLPA, as you would expect, they got involved. They just signed him last year. Ian Rappaport saying that the Raiders wanted Wilkins to undergo surgery on his injury, which is his foot. So now they're using injury as an excuse to void the deal. He's not going to let that 35.2 go away quietly here, for sure.
So new GM, new management, new everything, basically. And he didn't want to get the surgery, and they wanted to have – they probably didn't like him, Bob, is, you know, the new coaches and stuff. Probably, he probably didn't fit, and finding a way to get rid of him. And, you know, they found a way, and we'll see if
but
it worked.
What's, there's the, you know, there's some interesting legal processes going on here. For sure. It's not as simple as we're washing our hands of this guy.
They filed it. The player filed an appeal to the PA, and then there'll be an appeal process, and we'll see. I mean, maybe he gets. I don't know what'll happen, but yeah, they want it to go. And Bob, until the appeal and until it all gets handled, still on their cap.
Baseball here on the Whip Around. Josh Naylor traded yesterday from Arizona to Seattle for two young pitchers there, lefty Garcia and Izzy, a right-hander. Naylor's going to bring some thump. Mariners stink to their lineup. Suarez, he could be available as well. Lots of syllables in that first name. So he could be on the move. This was expected to be a year in which Arizona was going to compete. They brought in Naylor from Cleveland. They signed Corbin Burns. He's going to be out for at least another year. Not working out well for them, so they're in sell mode. Seattle looking to bolster a lineup that can be run challenged from time to time. It's the Whip Around video at 81057 The Fan, July 25th, this day in Orioles history. Speaking of Seattle, Nelson Cruz hit a home run, and Chris Davis hit a bigger one in the 10th as the Orioles edged the Mariners 2-1. Darren O'Day got the win in relief of Kevin Gausman. Zach Britton picked up his 19th save. That's 2014. 2 years later, here against Colorado, Manny Machado reached on an error by pitcher Jordan Lyles, which allowed Adam Jones to score. Walk-off error brings the Orioles a 3-2 victory. And then Nolan, talk about zaniness. About a year ago today in Miami, all sorts of insanity ensued here.
Mountcastle, base hit right field, and that will put the Orioles in front. Mullins is coming home. He'll be way out at the plate. Mountcastle to second. He'll be out there. What?
Got a little bad news bear swirl in there, but the ultimate decision was the run scores. Mountie gets the base hit. Then he gets thrown out at second. I remember that. Mullins got thrown out at the plate. Taters, Kowser, and Connor Norby all went deep for the Orioles a year ago today. And within a week, Connor Norby be traded to the Marlins. Yennier Cano got the win. And Nolan's favorite lefty, Cionel Perez, got the save as the Orioles beat the Marlins 7-6 in 10 innings. When we come back, more Ravens talk with Jonas Schaefer from the Baltimore Banner. Funhouse trip with old Quick Draw. Then ripping it with Ryan. Coming up top of the hour, Orioles back home for the first time in 2 weeks. Taking on the Rockies. It's floppy hat night. We'll be at Pickles Pub for BBT. Trade deadline next week. Is Mullins gone? Is Mountie's coming back? Homered last night. But who's going to be on the move? We're guessing a lot, but we don't see a lot coming back in return. Joining us now to talk about what he has seen so far through the first couple of days, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline from the Baltimore Banner. Welcome back, as we do every Friday, Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. What's up?
How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me.
It's going all right. Let's talk about some of these young DBs here. And we got to work in the Terp, you know, since we're the flagship home and, you know, you're a Maryland dude and all that, Bo Braid. But of the young first, second-year defensive backs, knowing it's a crowded backfield but a need at safety, who are some that may have stood out or may have kind of not hurt their chances but have underperformed with a big opportunity in front of them?
It's a good question. There really haven't been a whole lot of big plays that have been against those guys. I think DJ Tampa had a kind of mediocre day yesterday, you know, gave up a couple decent gains. Again, standing where I am, you don't really know exactly who is at fault and for what. I haven't really seen anything stand out one way or the other with Longer Beam or with Kone. Obviously, Kone got toasted on that Devontae Walker deep shot that I believe Cooper Rush wildly underthrew, so that should have been a deep completion that he gave up. And then, you know, Malachi Starks obviously has been everything the Ravens sold us on him being and more. He had a couple nice plays yesterday, you know, breaking up a pass to Charlie Kohler, and then basically being the lucky recipient of a kind of wild Lamar Jackson deep shot to no one in particular. So I think you have to be happy with where those guys are. I think, you know, if I'm not mentioning someone, it's probably because they've done a good job and they just haven't been targeted. You know, I know he's not a young guy, but there hasn't really been a whole lot of attention paid to Chido Awuzie in camp. And I think that's probably a good sign so far that he's just not really being targeted all that often. So the fact that I'm not mentioning someone is probably a good sign for their candidacy.
I tell you, a guy that stood out a little bit yesterday, you know, had the interception, was Lowry, number 30, you know, and that was it was a hell of a pick because he made a great jump on the ball.
Yeah, I just I don't want to spend too much bandwidth, you know, talking about these guys who I think are, you know, at this point, practice squad guys at best. I mean, I guess it's possible that Lowry just continues to build on what he did in OTAs and minicamp and jumps the line. And, you know, I think they've been experimenting with him somewhat in terms of where he lines up, and maybe that versatility gives him the edge on a Kane or a Braid in this ultimate pecking order. But it's just so hard for me to see, considering, you know, where everyone is on the roster cut down math, like that an undrafted free agent in the secondary, no less, would be likely or even probable of making this team.
Hey, Jonas, you know who's impressed me after 2 days and he looks in much better shape and running better is Roquan. I mean, like, he had that wheel route, you know, yesterday with Justice Hill and ran stride for stride with him all the way down the field. So, and like when they do the team stuff, it just seems like he's in the hole all the time. He's playing fast, playing aggressive. I think he's going to have a huge year if he stays healthy.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, I can't even recall if he had a single forced fumble last year. So the fact that he's, you know, punching the ball out on Charlie Kohler yesterday was a good sign. And, you know, I was right there with you with the wheel route coverage. I mean, obviously it's a little bit of different speed for Justice Hill and Keith Mitchell, but I think we forget just how hard it is for some of these linebackers to stay attached to these guys on these vertical routes. I mean, Teddy Buchanan is a 4.6 guy, and Keith Mitchell was running away from him.
Five yards or whatever the other day.
Yeah, and you know, Justice Hill is no slouch speed-wise himself, and there Roquan was yesterday in his hip pocket. I mean, I think I couldn't really tell if he, you know, did the veteran savvy thing of holding one arm so that Justice Hill could only get one arm to make the catch. But whatever he did, it was enough to disrupt that ball to catch point. So, you know, I always think just what the Ravens ask of him is, you know, more than meets the value of that contract, because he does so much for them as the green dot wearer and the guy who gets everyone organized in the front end and the back end. And, you know, if the Ravens don't play a lot of two off-ball linebacker sets this year, then that's even more pressure on him to be a guy who could, you know, hold up in dime personnel and stuff like that. So he needs to be in the best shape of his life, because he's going to have to do so much for this defense.
Hey, Jonas, I don't know what you think, but I said this morning, I was telling Bob that when I look at Bateman now, he just seems so much more confident in his game. I mean, the wheel route that, like, he toasted Wiggins yesterday on that play. He just, it looks like he knows he's good, he's confident, he's cocky, and this is the first time, you know, looking at him, it's like he'll look at, like, I know I'm good.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, the frustrating thing, and I think probably for fans, is if you're going to practice as a Rashad Bateman fan and you get a Wednesday practice instead of a Thursday practice, you might be left wondering, like, is this guy really as good as I think he is? Because he wasn't really targeted, as far as I can recall, on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, pretty early on, we get that incredible deep shot where he catches it in stride. Like you said, Cook Wiggins finds a soft spot with him and Kyle Hamilton. But I mean, like, I've always been a fan of him. I think it was a great sign. I am a little bit unexpected, because I don't think Marlon Humphrey and Rashad Bateman necessarily are, I think they're closer to oil and water than they are to water and water in terms of their temperaments. But it was funny and a good sign, I think, to hear that he has joined that Breakfast Club Leadership Council that is waking up at 6 a.m. to, you know, go get your work in long before practice starts. I think everything that we've seen on social media the past couple of years has reinforced to us that Rashad Bateman is a very diligent, hard worker, a guy who loves getting the reps, doing the stuff in the offseason so that he's 1% better than everyone else around him. So, you know, if that means that it's a lot more deep shots for him this year and a lot more opportunities for him, then I'm all for it. But there are just so many weapons on this offense that I wouldn't be expecting to go to these practices and seeing a fireworks show for Rashad Bateman every single day or even every other day.
Hey, Jonas, how shocked were you? I mean, I was shocked when I, you know, saw the first offense out there and I'm saying, Ben Cleveland? Seriously? You know, so it looks like they're alternating guards right now. Left guard.
Yeah. I think they're just being weird for whatever reason. I mean, obviously, we're two more practices away? We got Monday until the pads come on, and we'll get an actual sense of where everyone is. You know, there's a lot of stuff that the Ravens are doing with rotations and keeping guys out, like the Tyler Loop situation, that is a little bit befuddling to me. But obviously, you know, they're going to do what they think is best. And that means that getting people's hopes up that Ben Cleveland, or maybe getting people's hopes down that Ben Cleveland is going to be the starting left guard in week one, then that's their prerogative.
Tyler Loop, excuse me. I'm looking at the Jordan stat. I got my kickers confused. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. But we were talking earlier yesterday, Jonas, last thing for you. Harbsy seems a little fired up. One of the Lounge podcasts, the Super Bowl or bust fake narrative by losers, a one-off one, why Loop wasn't kicking yesterday, talking about Ajabo like he's going to be the second coming of Lawrence Taylor here and question anyone. I guess fake narratives about that, too. Why is John Harbaugh a little fired up here towards the media, and since we're the media, an extension of the fan base, so early in training camp here?
It's a good question. I think some of these press conferences, you know, you start with a pebble and a couple of minutes later you're dealing with a full-on landslide. I think sometimes it doesn't take a whole lot to get these guys going. You know, obviously speaking as a representative of the banner, I think the questioning of John Harbaugh on Wednesday about the White House visit and then the column that my colleague Kyle Goon wrote, which, you know, seemed like it resonated with certain segments of the Ravens fan base. I'm sure that landed on John Harbaugh's transom at some point on Thursday. I happened to be standing next to Kyle on Thursday when I asked my silly Tyler Loop question. So maybe that was it. And you know, I mean, just did these guys feel pressure? Let's be fully transparent with that. Like, I know that, you know, talking with Vinny yesterday about the whole Super Bowl or bust thing, I'm understanding of the idea that a coach wouldn't be preaching that to his team because, as Lamar said, the focus has to be on now. The focus has to be on training camp. The focus has to be on getting better before you can win the whole shebang. But I think you can't help but avoid these rankings and these listicles that have the Ravens as one of the best rosters in the NFL, one of the best coordinator duos in the NFL. And I know we're a long way from any declarations on whether the season is a success or not, but certainly you've got to feel that somewhere if you're John Harbaugh.
Jonas Schaefer, what's happening at the Baltimore Banner on this Friday?
Yeah, I can't believe it's already Friday, but obviously we're going until Saturday for this week of practices, so just keeping the practice reports rolling. We've got Linderbaum, Malachi Starks, Kyle Hamilton all talking today with John Harbaugh. Got the coordinators talking tomorrow, and the pads come on Monday. Old friend of your guys' show, Child Walker, formerly of the Sun, is going to be, you know, helping us with coverage, doing another five things for us from Monday. So if you're a fan of that, I would suggest checking it out.
Hey, get us one of those Iron Sharpens Irons t-shirts that apparently they give out there at the One Winning Drive, because Alexander was spouting that off yesterday. He is Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, appreciate the time as always. Have fun out there at One Winning Drive.
Thanks,
today.
Jonas.
All right, guys.
There's Jonas. The banner. Well, what's the saying? And not to minimize the significance of the phrase, but taking shrapnel. Was Jonas Schaefer yesterday. We'll come back, Funhouse Trip with Quick Draw. And then ripping it with Ryan. Talk about those Orioles. And get Ryan's thoughts on the Ravens as well. Super Bowl or bust, not to piss anybody off. Buy or sell, let's count that weekend dough. And then Steve Molesky. He'll be joining us, our colleague here on The Fan. Orioles draft got high marks. And they swayed Little Sway in the not going to Vanderbilt and signing here in Baltimore. Benny's heading out, but you'll be at training camp tomorrow.
Yep, 2 o'clock.
And it'll be day 4 of camp. Now, pads Monday.
That'll be fun. And there'll be a new enthusiasm with all the players that the pads come on. You know, because, I mean, Bob, how long have they been in shorts? OTAs, mini camp, 5 days of training camp? I mean, they play football to put pads on, and it'll be fun. I'm guessing that they go back-to-back pads, I'm hoping.
Ripping it with Ryan coming up here with Ryan Ripkins. We do every Friday. Orioles not taking batting practice today. But the Rockies are. Nolan McGraw, I know you've always had somewhat of a problemo.
Yeah, this happened one other time earlier this year. I can't quite remember the series, but it might have been not that long ago, maybe earlier this month when we went through that other heat wave.
Yeah, a couple weeks back.
And it just isn't a good look. That's all I really come away thinking. Is it the end-all, be-all to not take batting practice on the field? Keep in mind, they've got batting cages down in near the clubhouse where guys can take swings during the game and stay hot. So there's no doubt in my mind that if a guy wants to get swings in, he can get them in today. But I think it's just a little bit bigger than that. And the last time it happened, it might have been the Rangers. Either way, the visiting team is coming in, and they're taking batting practice on your field, coming to play you. A lowly team like the Rockies, who, if anyone had an excuse this year to pack it up and quit and just say, I'm done, get this season over with, I hate baseball, it would be a Rockies player right now. And I know the Orioles, it's a lost season. But how about you show a little pride? You show a little something. I mean, are you really content with having the opposing team come in, take batting practice on your field while you sit there and try to stay cool and play ping pong in the clubhouse? Really? Is that what's most important
Nolan? And by the way, the Rockies are probably coming here going, hey, this is a winnable series.
Oh, no, they've won 2 in a row, right?
Well, since the All-Star break, they've beaten Minnesota and St. Louis, playoff-worthy teams in back-to-back series. So the Rockies are in town. We'll talk more about that and the trade deadline with Ryan Ripken coming up in a matter of minutes. We've got time for a fun house. You want to wait?
Let's hold off for now.
All right, let's do it. Vinny, have a great weekend.
You guys too.
I'll see you on Monday. Nolan, I'll see you in a couple of minutes. Ripken over the Ryan coming up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.